Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, you're listening to the Third Coast Podcast, I'm Dennis Funk. First things first, happy 2014. I want to thank everyone who donated to Third Coast during our end of the year fundraiser and throughout all of last year. Because of your help, we can continue to do the great work that we do and we promise to make this coming year better than ever. For starters, on January the 25th, we'll be hosting our first Chicago event of 2015 called Podcast Therapy. Come tell us what's missing in your life and our Third Coast certified podcast therapist will find you a show to fill that void. For tickets and more details, head to thirdcoastfestival.org and click on happenings. This week on the podcast is one of my very favourite stories from 2014. It's about the year 1984, not the book 1984, and it's by producer Benjamin Walker. Because of the rights we've been given, we're only allowed to play a short extract on the podcast, but have a listen and then head over to our website to hear the whole thing. Plus, there's a beautiful audio extra on this episode from CBC's Wiretap. That's all on thirdcoastfestival.org, so just search for Resound episode 199 if you can't find it. All right, that's it from me. Here's to more great listening in 2015.
You'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
From the Third Coast International Audio Festival in Chicago, I'm Gwen Macsai, and this is ReSound.
To the future or to the past, to a time when truth exists and what is done cannot be undone.
Great radio is everywhere, but you can't be, which is why we collect and curate to bring you the best audio stories worldwide. On the air, the internet, podcasts, we even travel back in time just to bring you the best of what we hear each week on ReSound.
How far are we from the state of 1984?
How far are we from it? About 30 years behind us.
Today, we're going back to 1984. First, the book. In case you somehow missed reading George Orwell's dystopian novel in high school, here are the basics. The world is in a state of constant war and under the surveillance of Big Brother's watchful eye. 1984's protagonist is a man named Winston Smith. His job is to go back into the historical record and literally rewrite history to support the party line. Smith hated the regime, but kept his true feelings locked away in a diary.
Can't you guess why I started this diary? To know what happened yesterday.
In the year 1984, radio producer Benjamin Walker was 12. That year, everyone was talking about how Orwell's predictions were completely off base. But young Benjamin disagreed. He saw totalitarianism everywhere, in the way only a cynical 12-year-old can. So he started a diary too, just like Winston Smith. And here it is.
4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year, America!
Happy New Year. It's 1984.
1984, the year, not the book. Or is it?
Good morning, Mr. Orwell. Bonjour, Monsieur Orwell.
Today is January 1st, 1984. I got up super early to watch a show on PBS. It was called Good Morning, Mr. Orwell.
What you're about to see are positive uses of electronic media, which could only happen with television.
It was really hard to follow. There was a man playing a rock. Later in the afternoon, I watched this Walter Cronkite special. This was more what I was looking for.
Professor Lutz led us through some examples of doublethink. Peacekeeper.
Nuclear missile.
Correctional facility.
Prison.
And negative economic growth.
That's a recession.
I've decided to keep a diary, like Winston Smith did in Orwell's novel. Only my diary is going to come with a soundtrack. Using my tape recorder, I'm going to collect sounds from the TV, movies, home recordings, music, so the people of the future can hear what real totalitarianism sounds like. I am keeping this diary for the citizens of the future, because as George Orwell says, in order to liberate the future, you must first go back and free the past. My social studies teacher says I'm nuts to compare America to George Orwell's world, but my diary will prove her wrong.
We're doing a story about a federal government agency known as NSA. Do you know what it is and what it does?
No, I don't.
NSA? I know an insurance company.
No, I don't.
NSA? Nah.
NSA? No, I never heard of it.
The NSA.
Today is January 12th. I'm 12 years old. Josh, Mike, and I went to Burger King, and we went up to the counter and got our orders, and then I shouted out,
"Where's the beef?"
No one got the joke. Can't they see why this woman's so awesome?
Where's the beef?
That lady from the Wendy's commercial is like the embodiment of our collective fatigue with bullshit. She's demanding the truth for all of us.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
I think I'm in love.
Was George Orwell right about 1984?
January 24th. This weekend, I went to Mike's mom's house, and his stepdad made us watch the Super Bowl, even though we wanted to work on our greatest authors of science fiction fanzine. He said it was time for us to start caring about sports. But I'm glad he made us watch, because I saw a commercial for a new computer that is going to change the world.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
Today at school, Josh told Mike and I that his dad is buying a Mac. And I know it's bad to be jealous, but man, they already have a PC, and Josh has his own Commodore. We don't even have an electronic calculator in our house. Tonight, I asked my dad if we could get a Macintosh, and he just laughed. Did Einstein need a computer, or Picasso, or Hemingway? He always talks like this. But I think it's more because he can't imagine where he would come up with $2,500, which is what a Macintosh costs. I'm super worried now that I'm going to end up falling behind. So I'm practicing math in my room with the Sears catalog at night. The new one just came in the mail. One Macintosh computer divided by 50 Y-Wing Star Wars Rebellion-themed ship models equals one Viviana full-figure sheer lace and satiny nylon tri-cut cup bra. Two provocative camisole and bikini sets with detachable garter straps, plus one portable stereo cassette player with rechargeable battery pack, plus three voice-activated walkie-talkies with headsets, plus one Atari 600 XL, plus one color Staticon video camera, equals one Macintosh.
My fellow Americans, I am a candidate, and we'll seek re-election.
It's morning again in America.
January 31st.
Today.
If we were living in Oceania, Ronald Reagan's new re-election commercial would be playing on a loop on the giant telescreens in Victory Square. I've seen it three times already.
In a $2 million saturation advertising campaign, the Republicans will be telling middle America that it should feel good about itself and has Ronald Reagan to thank.
The message of these Morning in America ads is crystal clear. It is not enough to obey Big Brother. We must love him.
It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better.
Ronald Reagan isn't all love, though. Sometimes he tells us who to hate. This morning, he gave 2 minutes of his time to Good Morning America.
Mr. President, nice to have you with us again.
Well, Dave, good morning. It's good to be here.
Thank you. But Mr. President, there are people across this country, the truly needy, who look at you and they say, yeah, he is the nicest man and we like him, but his policies are causing misery, they're hurting us, we're hungry.
But our and policies...
How do you change that perception if it's wrong?
Our policies are not hurting them. What we have found in this country, and maybe we're more aware of it now, is one problem, and that is the people who are sleeping on the grates. The homeless who are homeless, you might say, by choice.
That was an excerpt from 1984, The Year, Not the Book, produced by Benjamin Walker for his podcast, Theory of Everything. To read an interview with Benjamin about the making of 1984, visit thirdcoastfestival.org.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I normally don't bump into the middle of shows, but I just wanted to remind you that you can listen to the rest of this entire episode on our website, thirdcoastfestival.org. Just have a look for Resound episode 199. Cheers. Here's what's left of the show.
La Bionda.
Make contact. Riding in a spaceship, 1984. Picking up a signal, never heard before.
Wanna be your lover, wanna be your lover. Wanna be your lover, don't just be your friend. Wanna
You've been listening to Resound from the Third Coast International Audio Festival in Chicago. I'm Gwen Maxey. The program is produced by Dennis Funk and curated by Johanna Zorn and Sarah Geis of the Third Coast Festival. Our intern is Annie Kostakis. You can hear today's program at thirdcoastfestival.org, where you can also hear more than 1,500 outstanding documentaries from around the world, and subscribe to our podcast. Support for Resound comes from Emma, a web-based email marketing and communications service helping businesses and nonprofits manage their email campaigns and online surveys in style. More at myemma.com. Support for Resound is also provided by the Logan Theater in Chicago's Logan Square. Movies screening in January include Duck Soup, A Fish Called Wanda, Annie Hall, and many more. There's more information at thelogantheater.com. The Third Coast International Audio Festival is a nonprofit arts organization made possible with lead funding from the Richard H. Driehaus Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Additional support is provided by the Agudino Foundation, the Menaki Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. The Third Coast Festival is supported in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council Agency. Special thanks to our many individual contributors from Chicago and around the world. The Third Coast Festival was founded in 2000 by WBEZ Chicago. If you want to contact us, we would love to hear from you. Email us at resound@thirdcoastfestival.org. Resound returns next week with more radio that you can't hear anywhere else unless you live everywhere else.
You've been listening to the Third Coast Podcast. If you like what you heard today, leave us a review on iTunes, send us an email, or let us know through Facebook or Twitter. You can also support us with a donation at thirdcoastfestival.org. As always, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.